And we have a conversation without any hesitation. I just wanna tell you what's on my mind. That's the hot drink right there. That about to be my new intro over there. Nah, I'm just playing. We are back with episode, I think it's 20, is it 25? I think it's 25. Oh my goodness, I'm getting old. Anyways, we are back. I said it was going to be a double episode. I am releasing them both back to back. Now, when I do these episodes, I usually do them the night before, go over them, listen to them, and then I post them. That's how it works. So people wondering, like, how does he do this? That's how I do. And this one is about Christians having sexual conversations. Now, don't get this twisted. This ain't about, okay, let me do it like this. I was asked from a friend, his name is going to be covered. I don't want to put him out there. He said to say his name, but I ain't going to do it. You guys know I try to be discreet. I don't want people, you know, and I don't want people trying to look through my friend list and be like, oh, let me find him. He's talking freaky. Nah, we ain't doing all that. But I was asked, he said that him and a group of friends were together. Hey, Dre, what's going on? Me and a few of our boys were chilling together. You know, the old crew, we were talking and we were talking about sex. Now, one of them are married. There's four of them. One of them are married. The other three are not. They were talking about sex and they were talking about the things that it was men talk. Let's just say it was locker room talk like Trump does. It was locker room talk. It ain't supposed to be talked about. But he said that, as they were talking, him not being a married one, he started feeling like the married one was talking so much about it that it was almost like, well, dag, like, are you even Christian? Are you, like, he started feeling like it was wrong almost. Like, he's a Christian, but he's been, you know, away from church. But the married man has been in church and everything. And he's like, well, how this guy's talking, I'm starting to think, like, maybe he ain't really, you know, a big church goer. Like, maybe he got some crazy, like, that's how he started getting. So the question that he has for me is it okay for Christians to talk about sexual things? Now, I do think that, so for instance, I'm married. If I'm talking to another married person, it's easier for me to talk with them. But at the same time, you still don't talk about what you do in your bedroom. That's the difference. I don't think you should talk anything at all about what you and your significant other do. Like your husband, your wife, you should not talk about what you guys do in the room. You know what I mean? That should be, the bedroom's supposed to be undefiled. It's supposed to be undefiled like the Bible says. So I don't think you should say, yeah, let me tell you, you know how I do. You know I be, you know, you shouldn't do that. That's not how it's supposed to be. And then there's always people that want what you have. So by you saying that, they can gain a jealousy, an envy of you. Like, you don't know. And, you know, you shouldn't talk about that. Now, to talk about sex in general, if people want help, I think it's definitely something to talk about. Like, if you're able, you don't have to be married. If you're someone that's been celibate for a long time now, like almost like born again, like you haven't had sex in months, and someone's struggling with that struggle, like they're trying to figure out, how can I not have sex? Like, what do I have to do? How do I stay away from that? I need help. And if you're someone that's able to do that, like you've been celibate and you've been able to do it for years now, or been able to do it for months, you're a good example. You are a good person. You're a good testimony for them. You can easily say, well, let me tell you, I used to love some sex, but God took that. You know, I focused more on God. And I said, nah, God, I want to be celibate. I want to stay away from all that, all the wrong stuff. I want to focus on you, get a better relationship with you. I want to get closer with you. You need to find things to bypass time, like whatever you got to do. So if you're conversating, if I'm married and let's say I got another friend that's married, another friend that's married, and sorry about that. You're married. I got another friend that's married, another friend that's married. Then I got like about four single people. And you guys are conversating, and the conversation goes from you guys regular talking and you guys talk about sexual things. Now, there's different ways I go about it. I joke a lot about sexual things, like not joking, like as far as like, oh, look at her, or look at, I joke meaning like, if you're with somebody, like if I'm conversating with people and we're talking about like the sexual life, I'll joke like, yeah, like there's this one time me and this girl was about to, and then Oh, this is before being married, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, this is one time, and this girl was about to do something, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, I got a little scent, and all of a sudden, I was turned off. Like, I do little jokes like that, because they're true stories, you know what I mean? And sometimes, those little stories can help somebody, because they're like, they might have been in that situation where they actually were like, about to, and then they did the same thing you do, then it's all of a sudden relatable. Then all of a sudden, it's like, but see, I didn't do it, you didn't do it, now, since you didn't do it that time, just think in your mindset, like, I didn't do it that time, so I don't need to always try to push to rush to that. As far as being celibate, when you conversate with other people, if someone's battling that, you shouldn't brag about what you are doing, because the person that is celibate, they start thinking in their mind, dag, man, they over here talking about sex, like, now I need it. Because that person's spirit might not be strong enough to have that conversation, you know what I mean? Like, I can conversate, and I don't get no turn on, no nothing about anything. I can listen to a person's story, not as far as what they do, like as far as like just the past. Like I talked about in my last podcast. If you talk about your past, if you're mature enough, it's all about immature maturity. Like I'm immature. You know what I'm saying? If you tell me a story about you in your past and it's not a good one, I might laugh. If you say the girl said, if you're a guy, you said the girl said, yeah, you know, it wasn't, yours wasn't, you know, that impressive. I'm gonna laugh. Because first off, you shouldn't even be bringing up that story if you don't want me to laugh. So don't do that. But I feel like when you can have those conversations, you help each other at the same time. You don't want to be the person that's not helping. Like, I don't want to talk about that conversation, and then I'm just making the person, like, warm up inside. And they're like, oh, now I miss it. Like, I don't want that. I want to help a person, if they're struggling with that, to keep them encouraged and motivated to keep being that way until they find the right person for them. Now, if we're married, if I'm married and I'm amongst a whole bunch of married other, married Christians, and we talk about sex life, I'm cool with that. Just not mine. Like I would say that I believe like when you're with a woman, like how you should do things, like not what you should do in the bed, but how you should do things as far as like going on a romantic cruise or going to a hotel for a night or your honeymoon night, like the fun stories about your honeymoon night. Like me and my wife's story is always funny because we got married and then we went to a hotel and we're trying to be all nice and cute and use the jacuzzi and stuff. And we go in the bed to go sit down and we about to talk. We like, oh, what are we about to do? And all of a sudden the jacuzzi starts spraying and it's spraying the bed and all, like those are funny, cool stories. I don't have to get into the details of what else went down. Like, I don't have to get into the, yeah, you know, I had to, you know, pull her socks off. And like, you don't have to do all that. But as married Christians, I feel like we're human. And I feel like sometimes we encourage each other. If there's a married couple that's struggling and can't, they don't have a sexual life or something, why wouldn't you counsel them? Why wouldn't you help them? Why wouldn't you tell them, well, this is what I did. I made sure we went out, we went to eat, we went to a movie, we went skating. And then all of a sudden we got back home, put some music on. Why not? I mean, sometimes your relationship can encourage someone else. Now, for the single people, if you can't maintain yourself as far as what you do personally, you shouldn't conversate. But that's how I personally look at it. You should not conversate if you're not mature enough to do it. You got to be mature. Do I have immature moments? Yes. It's hard. It's hard not to. If you're talking and someone's like, yeah, you know, how do I know? But like, oh, trust me, I do what they do. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't about that. It's the point of you guys should be able to have a civil conversation and be Christians amongst each other. Because I think we all, this is why I think people are, they're so on eggshells. And I think people forget that God invented this stuff. Like God made this stuff. We ruined it. God made sex for marriage. So if I'm happily married and happily having sexual relations with my wife, isn't that what I'm biblically supposed to do? Now, if you are married and you don't have those things, I can help you if you ask me. But if you act like there ain't nothing wrong, I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can help you if you ask me. But you got men nowadays that are so in their pride and into themselves. And even women, where it's like, I don't need no help. I don't want no one telling me. I want no one in my life. Well, sometime someone like me could tell you what I had to go through my first few months and how hard it was for me to not be able to do it. And then after, how everything changed. You don't know. My whole life had changed, like genuine, after the pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, I think these conversations need to be had, but this world tries to take all that away. This world wants to make it like, but I don't want, like, I want to have sex, but I don't want a man, or I want to have sex, but I don't want a woman. I just want to, you know, hit that. Like, I'm, well, if that's what your goal is, go listen to my other podcast, see how against that I am. I'm against all that crap. So if you're married, if you're a single person striving marriage, if you can't have a conversation without getting turned on or without being heated up and all of a sudden, dang, now I got to go masturbate. Like, if you can't, if you are thinking like that, you are not at the spiritual level to be in that conversation. We don't do things that we know are our weakness. If you gamble, you don't go near a casino because you might gamble again. If you smoke, you don't hang around people that smoke because you might smoke again. If you drink, you don't go around people that drink because you know you might drink again. It's all consequences. Everything has consequences. Go look at my episode. I think it was 3-4 episodes back, maybe 5. It's called consequences. Consequence to everything. So my thing is, I think these conversations need to be had. I think that it's healthy to have a conversation about sexual things with married people for help in each other. Not dirty sex talk. Not, yeah, baby, you know what I'm trying to do to you. And, oh, let me tell you what I do to my girl. I mean, we try this position. Not all that sex. That's when you start taking it and you start making it like, you know, you twist it up. Don't do that. I'm talking about what you can do to help each other, how you can help each other. And then there's amongst single people. If you're married people and you're talking about single people, just make sure you're aware that those people are single and they might be celibate, or they might not be, or they might be people that have a past of wanting to always have sex, like sex addicts, nymphos, you don't know. So you have to be careful of those conversations. And when I say this, I'm not talking about like new people you just met. You know what I mean? Like, you should never be conversating with a new person that's like in the church, a new person you just met. You should not be like, yeah, let me tell you what I did, and let me tell you, because one, they're not married. You know what I mean? That's the other thing you gotta be careful of. When you guys are having these conversations, you gotta remember they're not married. So if you're talking about what you can do and what to do and how you like it and how, you gotta remember that this person's not married like you are. You have to tell them, look, when you get married, then that's when we can talk. It's better to marry and have these conversations than to be single, because it's harder to be single because you guys can't talk. And even when you get married, like I said, you still shouldn't say what you guys do in the bedroom, but you can say what you do to set moods and what you do to get that spark back. Like, you know, you don't have to say like, oh yeah, we did role play yesterday. Like, that's personal. If you want, go ahead. But me personally, I wouldn't do that. I would just say, yeah, me and my wife, you know, we hit hard rock and it was like nothing was going on for a little while. I just made sure that I figured out what needed to be done. So we talked, we had a conversation. We went out. Sometimes just a little date can really spark that fire. You know what I mean? So that's my opinion on that matter. I think it's a great question. I thank you for asking me that question, because I talk about this a lot. Like, I have a lot of conversations that pertain to that, pertain to sex, because a lot of people ask me like how, and or they'll start telling me, yeah, I've done this many people, I've did this many times, and I feel this about. And I always have to remind them, don't feel guilty about it. It was your past. Just don't keep going back to that. That's the key. So that's the answer to the question. Thank you guys for listening to episode 25. And share, spread the word, get me out there. Like I said, I got to start over from scratch, but God's working with me. And this is the double episodes for today. And might be one tomorrow or Sunday. I'm trying to work on a special guest thing. So my next episode will probably be a special guest type episode. But thank you guys for listening, share. And follow me if you already don't follow me. And thank you guys. Peace. God bless.